Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglio, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, we're live at the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight, and then at 6:30, it will be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss taking over, and he'll have on with him the winning Saints head coach, Darren Rizzi, and veteran offensive line coach, John Benton. At 6:30 on the Big 870 WWL, it'll be the Pelicans and Brooklyn Nets. That'll be on 870. And so the coaches show will be on 1350. So you'll go to 1350 and you can hear the coaches show along with Mike Hoss, Darren Rizzi, John Benton, Bobby Hebert, myself, along with Hoss, on our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. And then right following that, it'll be Monday Night Football as the Miami Dolphins play the L.A. Rams. It'll be an interesting ball game. Tua going up against Matt Stafford. And, man, Matt got some weapons back. Want to wish all the veterans out there happy Veterans Day. And certainly we appreciate your time, your service. In today's world, you made that choice. You made that choice to go into the service. And so we thank you for your time, your efforts, service. And, you know, my dad, 12 years, he spent in the Navy. And so I kind of grew up in that atmosphere. And he would be so thrilled to see how they honor the veterans today. That wasn't always like that. But I think he'd really be happy to see what's happened today. Bob, finally, after 7 weeks not drinking from the winning cup, Saints got a W yesterday, 20-17 over the Falcons. And the one thing you can say about this team, I don't know how many more games they're going to win. They played hard. They played with emotion. And they showed some grit. And no turnovers. I thought that was a huge key to this football game.
Yeah, we were plus one for the game. We're now plus four for the season. I think that goes a long way. I thought Coach Rizzi took the approach. We're going to take an aggressive approach. You know, in his first game, you know, he had the reason to be aggressive. We're already at the bottom. There's nowhere to go but up. So let's be aggressive and nothing to lose attitude. Because go play footloose and fancy free. Go out there and just make things happen. I thought Derek Carr was outstanding. One of the best games of his Saints career. Now, Valdez-Scantling. I mean, he's a guy who can hit it and get it. If you look how you set the tone to get the fans into the game. Because I thought the crowd was very loud. We are 2-7 team. I don't think they could have been any louder if we were 7-2. I truly think the Houdat Nation was involved in the game, and you look at Derek Carr game, something to cheer for. He was 10 of 14 for 196 yards and two touchdowns in the first half. His passer rating was 153.3. So you look at, most importantly, you remember I told you, you got to get rid of the ball. You got to help out the offensive line.
Zero sacks.
Zero sacks and zero interceptions.
Bob, you know who played well, and I watched it, and I watched it over? Trevor Penning. He really played well this game.
He had the highest rating by Pro Football Focus.
Well, at this time, I agree with him. I don't agree with it all the time.
But Mike, depends on
who's doing the evaluation. But he really played well against the Falcons.
When you look at, like, in Steve Geller sent me this, and I think it's right on, that Trevor Penning had a grade of 92.7.
That is really high.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling, always loved three names. 92, Derek Carr, and then Cesar Ruiz, Kevin Austin. You know, you look at, like, what did they rank and their grades and all that. No, it was a total winning atmosphere, and you got to give Coach Rizzi a lot of credit. Now, you could do anything for 3 hours and turn around. Now, how do you respond? Because we should be Cleveland. Cleveland's not very good. They won two games, and we play in Jameis Winston. We got
so you know all about him.
We got to beat Cleveland come Sunday. Now then you're going to have a bye. You're going to feel good about yourself. Hopefully we win two games in a row. Then you got the Rams coming to town. And you got Matthew Stafford. That's a different animal quarterback. Ooh. We all know what happened last year. Now, who's healthy for the Rams? I don't know. Puka and all them.
Cooper Kupp.
Yeah. But look what happened last year. And our defense was supposed to be our strength. That was an embarrassing game, us playing against the Rams out there.
It looked like varsity against the JV when they had the football. But now the Rams' defense are going through an overhaul. I like their two first selections in Jared Verse, and they got the big man in the middle. Bobby, you don't replace who they lost. I mean, when you lose that type lineman, and who has been a dominant player in the NFL, they're not going to be as good. But, man, I've been impressed with the two rookie defensive linemen for the Rams.
Well, and then going back to the Falcons game, if you look at the approach, I mean, I don't know. You have to look at the roster. Who's playing receiver for us? Look at the receiving corps, Valdez, Scantling, Mason Tipton, Jermaine Jackson, Dante Pettis, Kevin Austin Jr. If you look at the last two, look at like Pettis and Kevin Austin Jr., but you look, they elevated from the practice squad, and you look at that whole group. We entered Sunday's game with that group, 15 catches, 104 yards in this season. So really, Derek Carr was throwing to people that, who is he throwing to? You know, you don't have no Rashid Shaheed, you don't have no Chris Olave. So I just think Derek Carr went about his business at a high level. Now, what he has to do, play a complete game, not an unbelievable first half. That's going to be key, I think, against Cleveland going forward, whoever we play. The Saints' offense enjoyed an unbelievable start, but we lost a little steam as of late. You look at the second half, we went three and out on five of its last six drives. Thank God that coup was not the coup of old. And Koo was a couillon. He was not accurate. I mean, he ended up going from the penthouse to the outhouse because here's the Falcons kicker. Missed field goals of 46, 53 yards and had another one blocked by John Ridgeway, who we got at the beginning of the season, you know, post-training camp from Washington. So, look, he contributed. That's a big part. Rizzi's in charge of the special teams. But just look at, he blocked that field goal. How did the Chiefs win yesterday against the Broncos? All of a sudden,
they had them.
No, you
the
think
the Broncos had them?
No, and you know what? The Chiefs person there. I mean, well, Sean Payton, I'd be like, okay, what are we doing on field goal? It looks like four guys could have blocked that kick.
Well, Andy Reid said in the locker room, we broke down the tape, and we thought at a critical spot we could get a block.
Well, and they did and, when he caught
sure
the
enough,
game on the line.
Man, he put his hands up. But I agree with you. He wasn't just the linebacker, Chanel. It was they had two or three other guys that were hit,
It was a jailbreak all of a sudden that you see how emotional Pat Mahomes all fired up. Man, we still undefeated.
And who's coaching the special teams for the Broncos? Mike Westhoff.
Yes. We
Man,
know that name.
I know one thing. Mike is too happy today.
And he's the one who discovered Taysom Hill.
Yes, he did.
So Sean said, come on, Mike. No, he'd be probably watching that one play. Mike, they might watch that play as the team or the special teams unit for half an hour and breaking it down. Okay, we can't do this, can't do this. And you go on and on to try and get to perfection. But if you look at the Saints and what Coach Rizzi did, it's a game of emotions. And I kind of like the approach that he took, the aggressive mindset, his aggressive mentality. You know, at the beginning, I remember on that first drive, we were 4th-and-2 from the Falcons 6-yard line, opening drive. And he said he opted to leave the offense on the field and go for it. And he goes on to say, I thought we had to set the tone early on, and that's the first drive in my mind. If we were going to get 4th-and-3 or less over the 50-yard line, we were going to go for it. I like that mentality. What do you have to lose? Again,
at this stage,
be aggressive. And the team responded to Coach Rizzi, and it's all about dealing with human nature. It's a team sport. It's not golf or tennis. It's a team sport. So how do you get the players to respond? Now,
can you do it again?
I agree with Deuce when it says, like, you know what? You got to work. You got to work hard.
Yep.
The same effort that you put in, you got to coach and change. You got to look in the mirror. We got to do the same thing against Cleveland. You got to come away with a win come Sunday in the Dome.
Bob, one of the things we talked about, the Rams not having Aaron Donald. The Falcons, man, up front, they got no pass rush at all. This week, you're going to see a pass rusher, Myles Garrett.
Well, and then
who's arguably one of the top three defensive ends in pro football.
And the one thing, like I said, in the post game was bugging me. We always come up with that because that was an ugly win. When you look at the stat line overall, you look, they had 25 first downs, our 14. You know what cannot continue? The opponent cannot average basically 6 yards a carry, and you averaging 3.5.
Bob. I don't know why Atlanta got away from that so quickly.
Well, Mike, they still ran the ball 32 times.
They did.
Yeah.
But, Bob, they started throwing the football. My thing is, when the running game's working, I continue to do it because you didn't stop it.
Well, and like you look at it, Cousins threw the ball 38 times. You should have thrown that maybe 31,
I would say 32 times.
About 5 or 6, yeah. Half a dozen less. He still threw for over 300 yards. And Derek Carr only threw it 25, but Hey, listen, that has to change, or that will catch up with you. Can you stop the run or run the football? And we didn't stop the run against Atlanta, and we didn't necessarily have overall success. Like
running,
I said, we only averaged 3.6, but we won the game.
We'll be back.
Because the damn kicker, Koo, screwed up.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the Second Guest Show. Mike D'Antilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, one of the moves today, the Saints have waived veteran offensive center guard Connor McGovern, which that tells me Eric McCoy is playing Sunday.
Against the Browns.
The Browns.
So it's not like we're going to, you know, they've seen enough that he's ready to play. And he's not trying to play through the injury that, you know, and I saw him before the game. He looked good to me. He was walking fine. And so he's ready to roll come Cleveland and, you know, not necessarily going through the bye and then starting against the Rams. So we need
him in the lineup.
Well,
believe
no, he, to help our running game.
Exactly.
He's the quarterback of the offensive line, the bottom line. So
And he may be, arguably, he's the best football player on this team. especially young player. He's the best one under 27 years old.
Yeah, yeah, because when you look at it, Mike, it's like, who wants to say your best player on your team, young players, and interior lineman?
Well, you know, that's what you got.
But no, but you want to say it's some receiver or look at it.
Not
linebacker.
On this team.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Let's go to Philip in New Orleans. Philip, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Bobby and Mike, who that?
Who that, bro?
Who that, Philip? What you got?
All right. Look, Bobby, Mike, I want y'all to check into something, okay? If you haven't, you know, heard it already. After the game, the referees were walking to their huddle on the opposite side of the field, right? And just as they was about to enter the tunnel, I see Foster Moreau sprinting across the field headed that way. And he went up to the head official, stopped, you know, they said something to him. And then he went to one of the other officials and said something. And he turned around and sprinted on back toward his tunnel. And I'm wondering what that was all about.
Well, I can tell you what that's all about. He probably was bitching about they called that penalty on him the very first play of the game.
First play.
When Taysom Hill went 88 yards for the touchdown. Right? Now, think about how that you won't get the dome involved. And then they called him on a penalty. So if I had to guess, you saw Foster.
I saw his reaction to it, too.
That's probably what that was all about.
Yeah, so, Philip, I think when Charlie posted it out, I was like, okay, I know exactly why Foster ran toward those officials. He was arguing about that first play where they called him withholding.
You know, and, you know, that was a unique drive because you look at that drive, all of a sudden – you remember they had a 3rd and 10, and it looks like Atlanta, you know, you got Robinson. You know, all of a sudden, Bijan gets +6. And then, Mike, that in the 3rd and 4 situation, and then Cousins completes a pass, +11. Then later in the drive, it was like 3rd and 10. You remember when London, all of a sudden, he caught the ball. And then,
but he was out of – toe was out of bounds.
Yeah, so they reviewed he's out of bounds. So we get the ball. And his car to Taysom, 88-yard touchdown, but they call holding Foster Moreau. But to show you how he bounced back, and that was good for Coach Rizzi because, you know, to be the all-time Saints leading rush, you don't want that pressure. Not necessarily. They're thinking about winning the game and not about Alvin Kamara. But his first run, +11, he ties the record with Mark Ingram because he needed 12 yards. Then he goes +7. And broke the rushing record. Then they had a 3rd and 4, Kamara +5. Then we on the 14-yard line, we got to the 14-yard line after Carr to Juwan Johnson. Remember, +16. Remember, Carr kind of fumbled the snap on the shotgun. Yeah. Something happened there. But then, so we're moving the ball. And that's what we went for. That was the drive. It was 4th and 2, and Taysom only got 1 yard. But you know what was awesome is that, and you don't recognize this unless your team is truly winning. Do you know the Falcons? This even goes into last season before Kirk Cousins. The Falcons finally scored an offensive touchdown. More than 8.5 quarters, and they finally scored an offensive touchdown. It was 8 straight quarters, and it was right at 8.5. No offensive touchdown. So I'm thinking, like, damn, well, we should be like 3-0. You know, we were 2-1. How did we lose that first game?
You lost the first game. They scored no offensive touchdowns.
It was like 5 minutes and 45 seconds left in the second quarter. They finally scored an offensive touchdown. So I thought that was interesting because you look and see what are they really doing to score? And, you know, that was a situation where if you look at Bijan Robinson and the one thing, he goes +7, +9. And you know what I like, how you handle adversity? Because I'm telling you, against Cleveland, Honey Badger's going to miss 2 tackles. Tyrann Mathieu, where he's at right now, he's older. He's playing hard, but he's getting older. He'll be in a situation, and he's going to miss 1, if not 2 tackles, when he comes up with the big interception at the end.
Okay, here's the deal. Njoku, who's their big tight end, that's the guy you don't want him missing a tackle on. Just hang on.
Yeah, hang
somebody
on
else can maybe finish it up for you. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Mike. How y'all making out?
All right, Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. What you got, dog?
Hey,
are you
dog,
at Fouchon? Are you at Fouchon? What, are you back in Thibodeau?
Yeah, I'm at Fouchon. I got one night left, and I got a whole week off. That's what I love about my job.
Work
a
week. Okay, like seven on, seven off. That's one of those things.
Yep. Hey, Bobby, I want to give a shout-out to Edie White. They had an awesome season. The playoffs start next week.
Yeah.
Of course, Kyle had an awesome year, and they got a first-round bye, and they played the following week, and I want to congratulate all the other local teams in the local area, including the River and all the parish teams.
When I look at, you know, in the Bayou region, when Vanderbilt plays, the Vanderbilt Catholic at home are playing E.D. White and Thibodeau, that game was close, Mike.
It was real close. Man, yeah. I got to give credit. Kyle was saying he had retired from coaching sort of a young age and decided to come back. Man, he has done a fabulous job. What gets him is, man, he was so close a couple times to win a state championship. But, man, what Kyle Lasang has done at E.D. White, you talk about a coach. Man, he is a really good high school coach, and also he got a very, very good staff around.
Hey, so, Hollywood, are you part of E.D. White's name, image, and likeness? Are you part of that NIL or what?
Well, yeah. I went to the game Thursday night. That was a good high school football game. My grandson played special teams and a little bit defensive back. But they had a great year, so I just want to congratulate them, that's all.
So, Hollywood, what do you think of the game? I thought the team played with a lot of passion. And you know what? They got off to a fast start to get the fans involved. And I thought for 2-17, we got to do the same thing against Cleveland. You're playing in the dome. You have to give them hope. And you know how you give them hope by
win,
and then you come off and you play a fast start, then you can the crowd noise and all that. So I was impressed with that, how Coach Rizzi had the team and they were ready to get off to a fast start and the crowd was involved.
What I was most impressed with that win is we had a lead late in the game and it was at home and we won the game. With the lead late in the game, we never did it in a long time, and we did good on that home field, and we got to continue that.
Yeah, you know, as great a game as Alvin Kamara had.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he told you it's his worst play in probably his football life when he drops that pass because he would have scored a touchdown. So the game really wasn't as close as it was because Kamara's taking that to the house, and then Derek Carr even has better numbers, and they have no chance to really come back.
Bob, but – if you've played as long as what Alvin has as a runner receiver, I think every wideout has had that moment. I don't care how good you are, you've had that moment, you're wide open, and you drop a pass.
And you're like, how in the hell I didn't catch that? You know what? Because you get so excited, your heart rate, I mean, I don't know, it's like lack of concentration. But they can run that. Until Alvin Kamara retires, and he'll catch every one of those and take it to the house.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Here on the Second Guess Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 6:30 tonight. We talked about it a little bit, but Connor McGovern was waived today by the Saints, so that's the indication. Eric McCoy is well en route to be the starter this coming Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Tony in Australia. Tony, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Bobby and Mike, how are you? Who that, Tony?
How you been, bud?
Who that, Tony? What time is it?
Okay. Yesterday morning.
Tony, hold on. You call us sometimes, early in the morning, and you're a big Who That Nation member. I look at you, the founding father of the Who That Nation in Australia, and how you represent. But what time is it now in Australia? Because usually you call in the morning. Are you up? Is it like the next morning? Because
yeah,
here is
9:45 a.m.
So 9:45 a.m. Tuesday morning.
Gotcha.
So Tony, that was an impressive win, especially because it's against the Dirty Birds.
Worst thing could have happened is to get swept by the Dirty Birds, but I heard you talking about the crowd, and I, in my opinion, I think the energy Coach Rizzi showed, the crowd fed on that as well.
Yes, the crowd definitely fed on Coach Rizzi and his enthusiasm and his aggressive nature and how the players responded to him. I would have to agree with that.
Isn't karma funny? Because Koo kicked the winning field goal when we played him in Atlanta, and he missed three yesterday.
Yeah, you looked, you missed a field goal of 46, 53 yards, and then John Ridgeway had that block field goal because, that guy's been, ice in his veins. But the one thing, you know what? I'm glad somebody else, dunked it against the field goal post. I'll never get over. What was the damn game we playing, I think, in England?
Yeah, it was the Minnesota Vikings.
Against Lutt.
The Vikings.
Remember, it was one doink. It was double doink. And it was like, damn,
yeah,
it didn't
Will
go
Lutz.
Through. Yeah.
Will Lutz double doink.
And it didn't go through. It's like we would have beat Minnesota. So by the time we get a little luck in our favor in that regard.
Yeah, and some of the calls against us yesterday. Devontae
Jones. About calls
Jones,
as far as penalties? As far as penalties or what? What are you talking about?
The holding penalty on pass interference.
With Taysom Hill, the very first play, we're going to go 88 yards and we're going to house it. Boy, you want to get the fans fired up. And, we moved the ball down there. Now, we didn't convert on fourth down, but, we were aggressive. And we moved it down there. We were never playing from behind. We were up 3-0 at that time. And ultimately, we were up 10-0. Remember, Card Valdez Scantling, that 40-yard touchdown? That was a dime. We go four plays, 57 yards to take a 10-0 lead. The fans were engaged. You know why? Because we're ahead. And you're giving them something to cheer for. And you know what? I don't know who's in charge of the music at the Dome and all. I think they try and they do a great job. But when they play, it's old school. Stand up and get crunk. Okay.
That's Big Henry's song.
Okay. You could play that. We score a touchdown. Stand up and get crunk. But don't ever play that damn song. What was the game that we fought? What was the Broncos game? We have no chance. And we score a touchdown on the end. Stand up and get crunk. What? No. Well, what are you doing? Play something else. It doesn't matter, okay? No, you don't stand up and get crunk when you're getting waxed by Sean Payton and the Broncos. No. You play that when you have the momentum and you're trying to, you have them down. You want to put that nail in the coffin, so to speak, and keep them down. And you step it on their neck with your boot. And you want to keep them down. That's when you play the song when you score a touchdown. Not when the game's out of hand, stand up and get crunk. That must have been some young individual that played that in the fourth quarter. I mean, in the future, don't never play.
Listen to Bobby. Now.
Don't play that song if the game is out of hand. No. You don't play stand up and get crunk instead of we really getting crunk because we winning. And we have a chance, a great chance to win, and we got some momentum. If the game's out of hand, don't never play that song. Come on, you got to have common sense.
Yeah, and it's just a shame that I can't listen to any of the shows on my phone anymore because of Odyssey won't allow it outside USA or Canada.
So how do you listen to it in Australia? You can't outside of Canada, so because Odyssey, I don't know. So how do you listen to it, Tony, in Australia? How do you get your Saints, your fix? How do you get your Saints fix that Houdan Nation, Saints games? How do you get that internationally? I mean, I want to know that. That's intriguing.
When it's on TV or I've got an app, where I can choose the games.
Okay, so you have an app and you could choose the games and you could get it that way. Okay.
Yeah, I think one of the things it'll run for a bit and then I have to go and change the viewing station.
Okay, but, I got you. One of the things, Tony, let me just say, Roger Goodell, before the last overseas game, he is sort of telling everybody, we want expansion of the NFL in different countries. And I think all of that, how you getting the NFL will change dramatically over the next couple of years.
You have to make it convenient, not like, you know, that's a
not pain. Make it hard to get.
Well, not a pain in the ass. It's like, I want to watch the NFL, man. I got to go through, the bells and whistles and all the hoops I got to jump through. You want to make it convenient so you get that exposure. Come on. Again, that's common sense. All right, Tony.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it, buddy. Always enjoy hearing you and man, keep yourself well there. I know you had some health issues, and so
he turned the corner, though. Tony sounds good. Tony, you sound awesome.
Thank you, Tony. We'll be back.
I know is that you know what I love about Tony? He works at a Pizza Hut, and it's like a bar room.
We found out about that Pizza Hut.
Yeah, then all of a sudden, the Pizza Hut's in Australia.
And they serve alcohol, beer.
It's like they have a place. It's like you're in a bar, but they have it's Pizza Hut.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here, our number one on the Second Guess Show. Mike Dettelia along with Bobby Hebert live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby, I'll give you a little bit more room with that wire.
Yeah.
Oh, but how about last night? You talk about grit and toughness.
That was an awesome game.
Jared Goff, 5 interceptions, and they came back and win it.
The last time that happened, I want to say it was 1970. I think the Colts ended up winning. I can't think of who they beat. But it was 1970 that a team was losing by 15-plus points and the quarterback had thrown 5 interceptions and they still won the game. That shows you how good the Lions are.
And listen, the Texans are no pushover.
No.
They are a damn good football team. Yeah, now, they got a lot of injuries, but they are a good team.
But the Texans still going to win the AFC South. The AFC South is
bad.
Sorry.
It's
sorry.
It's really bad.
Look at the Jaguars, Colts, and Mike and Titans. Come on.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.